This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The day of the NFC Championship, someone I know who is very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today. And they're just kind of bracing for it. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, no, I know people in the building. They know what's coming. And it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just preparing for the worst. Like, no, they know that the Eagles are dramatically better than they are.
All right, that is Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk, who is not one to say uncontroversial things. Can we play that again? I just want to make sure that I processed that because I heard it once over the weekend. I think I forgot to send it to you, but because, hey, Mac, you're actually good at your job, which I appreciate, even though you wear weird pants and you make fun of me all during the commercial break. Yeah, I don't know. You got something going on in your pants there. You got like knee pads on and there's, you know, just things. And you said I was looking at you weird and licking my lips and all this
rubbing,
stuff.
I said rubbing,
I was
your
rubbing
lips.
My
you were
lips.
Definitely rubbing your lips looking at me. It's making me a little bit
uncomfortable. I was just trying to study and analyze.
No, you give me this look.
And I was trying to figure out how am I going to bust your chops a little bit more, but in a fresh sort of way? Because you're already getting tired of some of my bits. So I had to come up with something else. So you're wearing weird pants.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so can we take a listen to this again? I just want to hear it one more time because I believe the way I interpreted it, Mike Florio is saying, not he believed that the Commanders knew they were going to get their ass kicked. A friend of his, somebody he talked to, that allegedly knows people inside the Commanders building. So I want to re-rack it, play it again, just so you can hear it, just so we can make sure that we heard the right thing.
The day of the NFC Championship, someone I know who is very well plugged in said the Commanders know they're going to get their asses kicked today. And they're just kind of bracing for it. And it's like, come on, man. I mean, no, I know people in the building. They know what's coming. And it's like, well, you know, maybe they're just preparing for the worst. Like, no, they know that the Eagles are dramatically better than they are.
Okay. Once again, that's not Mike Florio saying that he knew or that he heard or he was told from somebody inside the Commanders building that they were going to get their ass kicked on that late Sunday in January at Lincoln Financial Field for the NFC Championship game. That's not Mike Florio. It's Mike Florio talking, but he's saying a friend of his. We don't know the friend. Supposedly, allegedly, the friend knows people inside the Commander's building. Supposedly. Allegedly. Here's the thing. You guys get all maybe agitated about that. I don't. I don't at all. Who cares? Do you think for one second, quite honestly, Dan Quinn, Jaden Daniels, even Cliff Kingsbury, woke up that morning in Philadelphia and said, we have no chance? I don't. Was there maybe some doubt? Hey, man, I don't know. We've got no Daron Payne. We're on the road. We've won two road playoff games already. At some point, right, the slipper falls off of Cinderella or whatever it is. At some point. And yet, I'm constantly struck by this. The final score was 55-23 in that game. And everybody says the Commanders were manhandled. The Commanders were blown out. The Commanders had no chance from the start. It's not the game that I saw. Now, it is what it is. The final score is what the final score is. I'm not trying to erase history. That's not the game that I was at. I got to be honest with you. They converted on two fourth downs early, had the lead. Granted, it was only a 3-0 lead. Granted, the very first play from scrimmage for the Eagles, disaster. 60-yard touchdown run. Yes, they were down 14-3 at the end of one quarter. Yes, they were down 27-15 at the end of the first half, largely because down 20-12, J.D. McKissic fumbled a kickoff return, which would have, the Commanders would have had the ball with about a 1:45 left to go in the first half. He fumbles the kickoff. The Eagles recover it, and I think it was five plays later, something like that, the Eagles scored another touchdown. And all of a sudden, it's a two-score game. You combine that with De'Ami Brown's fumble at midfield in the first half. You combine that with Austin Eckler's fumble at around midfield, end of the third quarter, start of the fourth quarter. That leads to a Jalen Hurts 1-yard touchdown run on the tush-push thing, which makes it 41-23. The Commanders were at midfield, generally speaking, midfield. I don't remember exactly the yardage. It was right around midfield. Down, they were down 34-23, 11 points at the turn of the third quarter to the fourth quarter. They were down 11 points, and they were driving at midfield. Does the score at that point indicate a team that thought they had no chance, that knew they were going to get blown out? And that was with a De'Ami Brown fumble near midfield that leads to a second Eagles touchdown. That was with a disaster on that first touchdown by Barkley. That was with J.D. McKissic fumbling on the kickoff return, which quickly then turns into a back-to-back touchdown scenario for the Eagles. Down 11, at or around midfield, turn of the third quarter into the fourth quarter. I ask you honestly, does that seem like a team that was scared? Does that seem like a team that thought they had no chance? That played so tight that it would have taken an act of God for them to win that game. Down 11, driving, and around the midfield area. Turn of the fourth quarter. does that seem like a team that played scared? Or, as usual, I have a different perspective. It's a team that unfortunately, in their biggest game of the year at that point, threw up all over themselves and quite honestly played one of the worst games that they had played overall in terms of execution, taking care of the football, ball security, all that. And simply caved in as the better team, undeniably, the better team at home took advantage of all of their mistakes. AMAC, you hate the Commanders.
No, stop.
You love the Eagles.
No.
What did you make of that? 55-23 was the final.
Yeah, I think where we disagree is how competitive that game was. That definitely was not a competitive game in my mind, but I wouldn't go as far as to say it definitely didn't look like the Commanders were just giving up.
Right.
It looked like it was, I think what gave the Commanders up is something that they struggled with the whole season, which was bad defense and then turnovers and opportunity. You talked about those three or four fumbles.
Yeah.
That gave Philly's extra possessions. If you can't stop a team and you give them extra possessions, then the game's going to lean one way.
Well, they cashed in. They had four turnovers in the game. They cashed in, I think it was 21 points directly off of turnovers.
Yeah.
I mean, I know you can, but if you take 21 points away, mm-hmm. right, from the Eagles, they have 34 points. If you say on one of those possessions, the Commanders are going to score a touchdown.
Yeah.
One out of the three that I'm talking about, because I don't remember the fourth one. I can't remember which one it was. I'd have to go back and double check that. But the three that stick out vividly in my mind is De'Ami Brown, Austin Ekeler, and J.D. McKissic. And all three led directly to touchdowns. If you give the Commanders a touchdown on one of those three fumble drives, if you take away the 21 points from the Eagles that they scored directly off the turnover, the game's a 34-31 game. Or 34-30.
Yeah.
I know ifs and buts and candy and nuts and all that. I got it.
Yeah.
But you see where I'm coming from? Even with as poorly as they played, AMAC, I know you like to dismiss them. I know you like to...
No, I don't.
You know, flex your muscles.
No.
I got it. And your weird pants. Even with all of that, they were down 11 and driving at midfield turn of the fourth quarter. How is that uncompetitive? How is that a no chance to win?
Because like, you couldn't stop their offense.
I get it. I'm not saying they would have won. I'm not saying they would have won. But the final score, I think, very, very, very misleading. It is what it is. I can't change the reality. But it is what it is. Okay? But it's very misleading.
Yeah, if anyone ever calls you like pessimistic or says you're a negative person, I will point them back to this segment. Like, if they would have just scored three more times, then they would have been in the game. Therefore, the game is competitive.
What happened,
Rooster. If you looked at that game, it's clear we disagree. Let's not, you know, sit on this hill and argue with it.
Shocking that we disagree.
But I will agree with you on the fact that if you watch the game, it definitely didn't look like the Commanders were giving up, so to speak, or felt like they didn't match up with the Eagles. I can't say that.
Jaden had an interception. I don't even remember it. I don't know if it was late in the game, and I can't remember where it was because, quite honestly, with like 6 minutes left, I was recording stuff with Michael Phillips in the press box, and we were talking about Marshawn Lattimore's future. So maybe I'm not remembering it. But the three critical turnovers leading directly to 21 points. I'm sorry. Like, that is a huge part of that game. Again, I'm not saying if the Commanders would have scored three more times. I said if they would have scored on one of those three drives, and two of them were at midfield or midfield area, one of those drives, and you don't give the Eagles 21 free points, which, yes, they had to earn it to some degree after the turnover. I got it. But essentially 21 free points because of the turnovers and where they were. We're talking an Eagles win, yes, but we're talking about a four-point game. We're talking about them being down 11 at the turn of the fourth quarter and driving at midfield when Eckler fumbles that ball.
I see why people get frustrated with you.
You do?
Yeah. Because you're saying it as if like it. Everyone can look at a game and say that. Rooster, there's not one game where people can be like, if you take away this key factor of the game.
There isn't? I was at the Tennessee Titan-Washington Commanders game on December the 2nd, I believe it was, and there wasn't one key factor there. The Commanders blowtorched their ass.
Okay, Rooster, okay. Thank you for giving me one example to disprove the point.
But my point is that's all you deserve.
My point is that in most games in lopsided scores where teams win by three or four touchdowns, you can pull apart something and say, oh, if they would have just did this better, they didn't. And the score was what the score was. At the end of the day, it was a 21-point deficit. They won. They won handedly. Let's just leave it there, and let's see where the Commanders end up this year.
Let me ask you one more thing.
You're trying to change the definition of competitiveness based off of what could have happened.
Let me ask you this. The Commanders beat the Eagles in late December at Northwest Stadium. Granted, Jalen Hurts got hurt early in that game.
I feel like I know where you're about to go with this.
The Commanders had the lead early in the fourth quarter in Philadelphia on that Thursday night, and then it all fell apart. Clearly, this is Chris speaking, clearly the Commanders did not play well enough in the fourth quarter of two road games in Philadelphia and took advantage of an Eagles team that, granted, did not fall apart, but was without their starting quarterback for a large part of that one regular season win. Clearly, the Commanders are not as good as the Philadelphia Eagles. That is clear. There is no ifs, ands, or buts about that. Would you say that the Eagles are in a different league, in a different world than the Commanders? I would not.
No, I would say that like the Eagles are Super Bowl competitors and Commanders are a class right under that.
Okay.
You think that they can compete for a Super Bowl. That's where we disagree.
This year.
That's where we disagree.
Well, this goes back to our argument from last year.
Yeah, and I don't want to do
there's
this.
Like eight championship team windows.
Yep, you got
and,
it.
And obviously the Eagles are at the top of that mountain. Okay. I mean, listen. I find it hard to believe that the Commanders woke up in Philadelphia that Sunday morning and said, man, we have no shot.
I agree.
And whether that's one commander, two commanders, 10 commanders, Ten Commandments? I don't know. I just find it hard to believe. Now, somebody may have said, hey, man, we got our work cut out for him. Boy, whew, man, that Eagle team is really good. God, it's going to be a tough task. Yeah, that's different than we have no shot. We have no chance. We're scared. That's way different. Way different. Way, way, way different. All right, we'll come back. Grab a call or two. If you want to hop in on that, Saquon Barkley, the Nats, 301-230-0980. If you want to go back to our conversation in the first hour, in which I was absolutely right, tanking is a matter of interpretation. The Indiana Pacers, the Oklahoma City Thunder did not tank. I don't believe the Washington Wizards have tanked. I got accused of by Tom Lavero, my friend and ex-colleague, of borrowing Ted Leonsis' playbook. Whatever you want to get into, 301-230-0980 on the Team.80 and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Some steamy commentary there. 27 minutes after the hour, good to have you with us. Reading through my texts. Oh, my gosh. Big Tony's all mad at me. Says, what if the Lions kept running Jahmyr Gibbs and he runs for 200-plus? You don't even play the Eagles.
Thank you. Like, what if?
What if? I'm not saying what if. I'm not saying the Commanders would have been in the Super Bowl. I'm saying they still would have lost. I'm challenging whether the game was competitive or not. You said the game was not competitive at all. Many people, based on the final score and what happened in the fourth quarter, think the game was not competitive at all. That's what I'm taking umbrage with.
I watched the game.
I was there!
Yeah. But I'm just telling you, from the opening kickoff, or maybe not the opening kickoff, but very early in that game, I was like, oh, yeah, this one's over. Soon as we see Saquon.
You did that on the Saquon Barkley run for 60 yards for the touchdown, right?
No, not even then. But I think it was like two or three. You couldn't stop them like you had all year. You couldn't stop them when they had the ball.
I got you. I'm not saying that they would have won or that they should have won. I'm saying that the game itself was closer than people realize because of.
Because they couldn't stop them on defense?
No, because they couldn't stop turning the ball over and throwing up all over themselves.
I guess we just have a different version of competitiveness. Because
yes.
I think you have to get stops on defense.
How did we start the show? I have a different interpretation of tanking than most people, right? It's a matter of interpretation. It's a matter of like how you look at things. And most people just say, I'm tanking. You got to tank in order to win in the NBA because it works so well for the Sixers. I have a different interpretation. I'm an individual. I think differently. My guy Kendall, longtime great photojournalist, good dude. He texts me to say that A, the Avett brothers are great. He's right. B, that as a California native, it's sacrilegious for me to be basically beating up on In-N-Out, which I did earlier. In-N-Out, I would just say this. I'm going to Vegas at the end of July for the Phi Sigma Kappa fraternity convention. And they have In-N-Outs all over the place there. I will not be visiting an In-N-Out. The last time I was in California, I stood in the parking lot of an In-N-Out while my guy Jamie Street went into In-N-Out and got himself some lunch. I had no interest based on a couple of bad experiences. Not bad, just not good. Not good. I'm not going to waste the food and the calories and the money and all that stuff on it's okay. It's all right. It's not like some grand standard thing. Let's quickly go to our guy Chris in Damascus here and get him in before the bottom of the hour. Chris, how are you?
I'll stay on topic here, Rooster. I appreciate your breakdowns have been really good and interesting. Excellent show.
Thank you, sir.
I think the Eagles whipped the Chiefs' ass more than they whipped our ass, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
We had a chance, but we fumbled a lot away. The Chiefs didn't get a first down for God knows when. The Eagles are just a badass. They're the bully on the block. That's what's got to be taken down. And, you know, you go from there, right?
AMAC wants me to ask you if you believe, like he does, that the Commanders had Hershey squirts in their underwear that day and were so afraid of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Hell no. AMAC, no, he's trolling.
Chris, yeah. He's definitely trolling. I just want to know, do you think that they got their ASS kick? Chiefs definitely got
Everybody
it worse.
Everybody got their ass kicked by the Eagles.
Okay, thank you.
Eagles are the bully on the block, and the Chiefs got it even more kicked.
It's funny, Chris. That's not what he was telling me in my headsets to ask you. That's not.
Am I not answering your question?
No. You're doing just fine. It's all AMAC. I mean, AMAC is an agitator,
and then he
tries to hide behind like what he tells me off the air.
How did the Giants do against the Eagles last year?
How did the Giants do, AMAC? How did the Giants do?
I mean, pretty bad. Chris, don't let him put a splinter in between us, man. Listen, we're on the same page.
Hey, look. Rooster's my man because he's a baseball dude and you're not, AMAC.
Yeah.
I love you too, AMAC.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. But the Commanders got their butts kicked, but they did fumble it away a little bit. It was a little more competitive. I think the Commanders were more competitive against the Eagles than the Chiefs were in the Super Bowl.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were, Chris. All right. What about the Nationals?
And I appreciate the Nats. Yeah, just like I said before, it's all about the pitching, and Rizzo's blowing them out and keep evolving the bullpen, and I'm hoping he keeps them coming. The Cubs are formative, and it's going to be a tough one. If they can make some hay there, then we might have something, and I appreciate that support.
Absolutely.
And, you guys, and even the Wizards talk was, I kind of agree there as well. It's not like tanking. I mean, for God's sake, the not that it mattered so much, but when they won the last game of the season, the Wizards did with that last shot at the buzzer by Bub.
By Bub, right. They were trying to lose that day.
Yeah, but you got to, you really got to, I'm just not into the basketball mode necessarily.
That's fine.
I appreciate the playoffs, though. I'm looking forward to the hockey and the basketball playoffs. But Nationals are first. There's no trash. What is the significance? I got a question. There's a June 1st significance, according to, in baseball.
Yep.
With contracts, and then is there something else involved with football as far as contracts?
Yes.
And
Yeah, June 1st is what is the traditional deadline date. Not deadline date, but it's the traditional date where you see players get cut and whatever, because after June 1st, or cuts that are designated with a June 1st designation.
Okay,
I got you. Yeah, thank you, Chris. Cuts that are designated with a June 1st designation. Teams can then take the dead money and split it over 2 years of their cap. 2 years. Now, if a cut happens actually after June 1st, or if a trade happens after June 1st, again, teams don't have to absorb all of that in their upcoming cap year. That's as easy as I can describe it. Let's do it that way. Let's do a quick trending alert, and then we'll come back for some final phone calls right here on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we'll start with this. Deion Sanders is talking about his son, Shedeur Sanders, drafted, of course, in the 5th round by the Cleveland Browns. He said he was hurt by reports that Shedeur was unprepared during pre-draft meetings with NFL teams, but he isn't buying that they're valid. He said, quote, "It did hurt, but the Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. There was some foolish stuff that went on, but that gave them something that they needed." He said that on the Say What Needs to Be Said podcast with former NFL cornerback Asante Samuel. Interesting. Interesting, interesting, interesting. Meanwhile, Lions 4-time Pro Bowl center Frank Ragnow says his body can't handle it anymore, can't get healthy. He is retiring after a great career. Stephon Diggs finally in Foxborough at Patriots OTA practices after the boat video and the pink substance issue from last week. The Nationals have tonight off after a 4-2 road trip and winning 2 out of 3 in Colorado, in Phoenix, I should say. Tomorrow night, they host the Chicago Cubs at Nationals Park. 6:45, the first pitch there. No NBA Finals, no NHL Stanley Cup tonight. And Saquon Barkley, as we've mentioned, on the cover of EA Sports Madden 26. And that's what's trending.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots.
He scores!
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You know, you're always saying that I try and make you look off or weird or that I'm picking at you. I think it's pretty clear based on your rejoiners today that there's somebody that's trying to make the rooster look like he's a sicko.
Nah, this is my best attempt to get even.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. If that's your best attempt, it's a weak ass attempt, man. Just telling you. I mean, it's kind of like throwing what the Giants threw out last year, man. You just hope that pasta sticks to the wall and you come away with three wins.
Well, by your standards, the Giants were competitive in every game. Clearly, all we had to do was not lose. and we would have won some games, therefore we are competitive.
Let's get some sanity on this radio program and go to my guy, Double A, Athan in Annapolis, who I'm sure, I hope, had a good weekend. What's up, Double A? How are you?
It was good. It was a good weekend, and I'm AMAC. I'm here to help you out a little bit. Take the Giants plus 6.5 week one against our Washington team. So it'll go into overtime. I think Washington wins on some kind of walk-off something, but take the 6.5. So we'll start with that.
Can I ask you a serious question? What are you basing that on? Like, how do you know? Why do you feel that way?
Well, because you're going to get the healthiest Giants team you're going to get all year, just like you're going to get the healthiest Washington team. It's a division game. You have a coach and a GM that are fighting for their professional lives, at least in the New York organization. And we always struggle with the Giants, okay? The Giants,
that's fair.
If you take Malik Nabers drop out week two, we're an 0-2 football team. And then, we did beat them in New York last time, but Jaden had to wave his magic wand and make it happen. It's not like my boy Marcus and Brandywine gave me a hard time a few weeks ago when I called in and kind of crapped on the team a little bit. But I'm just trying to be honest that, early on in the season, you get your healthiest team usually, and
that's
this
fair.
Team's got something to prove.
I was just
curious. Very much improved.
I was just curious, and a lot of that makes sense. I would give you one that I'm already worried about. Are they going to be looking ahead to 5 days later in Green Bay and taking the Giants lightly?
Well, I don't.
You could.
Chris, I think this team proved a lot last year with having 30-plus new players and a new coaching staff. And even though, and my buddy Richie brought this up, and he was right about this, I'll give him his credit. Regardless of whatever happened, we still made it to the NFC Championship game, so I'm going to give the team that. And, regardless of soft schedule or whatever the case may be, I don't think at all that this team went into the championship game thinking they were going to lose or get their ass kicked or whatever the case may be. I think they thought maybe they'd have their hands full, but there's no way that team that went on that run last year and won all those close games and overcame a lot of adversity with new players, new ownership, all the whole nine yards. I don't see, I just think it's a reporter out there just trying to stir the pot, getting their name out there for something. But, I mean, I will disagree with AMAC, though. That game was extremely competitive up until we started turning the ball over. A game can go sideways off two or three plays, and then they just, they were beating us bad on offense, but they couldn't stop our offense either. So you got to keep that in mind, too. So I think that there's going to be a lot of competitive games this year, and the Eagles are the bullies on the block, like the previous caller just said. But I don't think this team went into last year thinking they were going to lose anything. I think they rose to the challenge.
I would agree. I would agree with that. There's no chance they woke up that morning in Philadelphia thinking they have no shot. You know, again, naturally, inherently, you say, you know, it's going to be tough. We've got to really play well. And I know I picked them begrudgingly on the show, and I was dead wrong. But that's why you play the games in every way. All right.
They didn't wake up. They didn't wake up, Chris, thinking like a whining ham. Okay, yeah. they were thinking like a team that wanted to represent the NFL and the NFC and take it to the Super Bowl.
Did you hear that the legend was on for 4 hours today? In for JP and B Mitch, it took one Linnell to replace those two.
Well, I mean, you know, I won't get long-winded about it, but you still are talking about somebody who's JV, okay? So he's got to get his reps in, okay? He's not at that varsity level yet. You know, maybe if he starts to listen to you more, then he can make it to that level sooner. But I'm sure he's all basketballed out right now, because I'm sure that's all he talked about while promoting the WNBA to be the next greatest thing to take over baseball, ahead of baseball and ahead of hockey and all the other stupid things that I hear come out of his mouth. So,
I can always count on AA to just use Linnell as a punching bag. I love it. All right, my friend, I appreciate you. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Run on that so we can get to DC in Calvert County. What's up, DC?
Russell, how are you today,
buddy? How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm excellent, man. First, I want to say, I'm very proud of the Nats, man. They coincide with what you said with the Wizards. They didn't just tank or anything, but they did get younger, and they didn't pay a lot of the veterans and things like that, and they're playing very well now. So I just wanted to say you were also right. The Wizards aren't tanking. They just went youth with a youth movement. So in 2 to 3 years, we should look for them to be perennial playoff players.
Correct.
And hopefully a star emerges from that crew.
And that's interesting that's really interesting, real quickly, what you said about the Nationals, because I hadn't thought about it in that perspective, right? A lot of people are going to call what the Nationals have done over the last 5 years as a tank, as tanking. And they have the number one overall pick this year. No, it's not a tank. Mm-hmm. It is a... Hey, we can keep trying to keep veteran players together and keep putting Band-Aids on things and keep trying to overstretch our means and trying to win without developing. Or we can hit the reset button and unfortunately trade a very, very, very popular player in franchise history and get an all-time classic haul. Kind of like how... I don't know, the Oklahoma City Thunder did with SGA from the L.A. Clippers.
Right.
You know?
Right. People got to understand that. Like, if you're in that mediocre section, if you're the 8th seed through the 10th seed in the play-in game and all of those type things, you're going to keep getting the same results because obviously the superstar hasn't emerged and been able to lead the team yet. Or the collection of players that you have aren't good enough to do what needs to get done.
Yep.
But what I really called about is I'm not the smartest man in the world, but Jalen Carter is praised as being the number one D tackle in the NFL or the top two D tackle in the NFL. But we want to bash Adam Peters and we want to bash Javon Kinlaw, but I'm reflecting and I'm looking. And Javon Kinlaw has 40 tackles combined, 13 assisted, 4.5 sacks. And then we looked at Jalen Carter. He had 42 combined tackles and 17 assisted and 4.5 sacks. And I'm thinking, is he getting more praise because his team, obviously we know the Jets haven't been that well of a team or organization in years, is Jalen Carter getting all this praise and Javon Kinlaw getting bashed because he was on a bad team, but he was very productive because I look at Jalen Carter's stats and I look at his and they both were productive. It's just their teams perform differently. What are your thoughts on that, buddy?
Yeah, I would say I understand the point that you're trying to make. Here's what I would say. Jalen Carter had, you're right, they were on different teams. There's no doubt about it. But remember, at the start of the NFL season, the strength of the Jets was supposed to be their defense, and things completely fell apart. They couldn't stop the run for whatever reason. A bunch of guys just had bad seasons and what have you, and certainly that hurt Javon Kinlaw. There's no doubt. But Jalen Carter takes over games. If you watch, obviously against the Commanders, they struggled. If you watch the Rams divisional playoff game, at times Jalen Carter just absolutely ambushes the Los Angeles Rams. And there's certain guys that just have the ability to take over games and certain guys that don't. And I think that's where Jalen Carter is compared to Javon Kinlaw, but I could be wrong. Let's hope that they get the good Javon Kinlaw this year. I got to let you run. I appreciate it. Let's squeeze in one quick one left. Jonesy, I got about a minute for you. Go ahead, Jones. Go right ahead.
Okay, so I'm going to go half a minute offense here. Look, that game that we played last year in the championship started out competitive. We just had some players in the game that messed around and just pretty much just didn't show up. Like De'Ami Brown, okay? I'm going to leave that alone. That's for another day. But this defense of ours this year, people keep knocking around. It's going to be different this year because guess what? What is one aspect that I never heard nobody talk about. This defense is going to jail because they played together last year, and it's a difference when you play in the game when you can come in and just play and not think things through like they did for the first top part of the season last year.
That's fair.
So that's my deal.
That's a good point.
That's my deal with that.
That's a good point.
Now, the Nationals, man, we on fire, man. I just wish these clowns of an owner would open up the checkbook for Mike Rizzo because that's the man right there, man. And he's the part of the reason why we get these games away from getting them.
Yeah, let's do it, baby.
You got to give him the checkbook and let him completely put it together.
You got to stay at around 500 or plus so that they can do that at the deadline instead of ripping it apart.
That's right, because the way they've been playing, I thought they moved to the West Coast, man. But other than that, Brewster, I'm going to let you go.
Thank you, Josie.
I'm here to rep the show so you can get the dum-dum of the day.
There you go, brother. That's straight ahead. Appreciate you as always, indeed, on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Oh, yes, indeed. We got to go quick. Fire the Smoking Gun, which has become my new favorite website. An ex-con named Kahid Ash, a 46-year-old who spent nearly 20 years in jail, has been recently arrested. Why? Not for flying a drone. Nope. But flying a drone in order to drop contraband into a Florida prison courtyard. Yeah. At around 2:45 a.m. last Wednesday in Martin County, Florida, 1,500 male inmates apparently had done this several times, like eight times over the past couple of weeks. They began patrolling, did detectives the area, and they detected the common flight path, the drone detection system, and found suspected contraband. Phones, cigarettes, everything in between. They followed it to a landing spot atop an SUV. And Ash, the guy who was flying the drone, was apparently dressed all in black. He exited the SUV and then was detained for questioning. He was he was arrested. And taken care of, as he should. And the bottom line is, he's being held without bond in advance of an initial court appearance. He was released from state prison in 2017 after serving 19 years in custody for a series of armed robberies. Now he's going back to jail again. Goodbye. Nice to see you, Mr. Ash. Yes, indeed. Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, no, never, never. Craig Hoffman is up next, thanks to AMAC for making fun of me all show, undeservingly so. We'll see you back here tomorrow at 1 on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Adios.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.